This year, after the feast, due to some health troubles that my wife was having, she had to stop homeschooling our children and put them into public school, one of the local elementary schools. One of the first things we had to start facing was the issue of the various world holidays, you know, school parties, worksheets or games that had Santa Claus involved. A couple of weeks ago, we got an email from the teacher of my youngest daughter, Sierra, and it basically said something to the fact that, "We know you don't do holidays, but we're sending this letter home to all the parents that's going to have a list of all the various kids' names in the classroom, and we have a policy that they can't send in a Valentine's Day for any kids unless they send it in for all the kids, and we wanted to know if you wanted your daughter's name left on that list." So certainly we recognize that Sierra wouldn't be sending out any Valentine's cards, but for a moment my parental concern kicked in and triggered the thought, well, how will Sierra feel when all the kids are receiving these cards saying nice things about them, but she doesn't receive any? We certainly decided afterwards that her name would be removed. She wouldn't receive any of the Valentine's cards from her classmates. But I share this because this type of scenario often comes up with us being in the world, but not of the world. We have to be careful that we don't start using our own human reasoning in these situations, but instead make sure that our thoughts and our behaviors are in line with God's word. Even though I had previously studied Valentine's Day, I decided I needed a refresher on the origins of this day. Today in the sermonette, we're going to look at whether we as Christians should be involved with Valentine's Day. Now, I recognize that for many, this will simply be a refresher. But God uses refreshers all the time in his plan, and it's good to do so. Because sometimes these moments can sneak up on us again, and we have to be always ready to give a defense. But we also know that we have children that maybe haven't heard this before, or we also have new individuals that may have not had time to yet study into what this day means and where it came from. Now, many of you may know, but Valentine's Day is big, big business. In 2014, a survey from the National Retail Federation did a survey on the total spending of this day and found it to be over $17 billion, second to only Christmas. The average person spends $134 on cards, gifts, dinner, and more. Men spend on average two times what women spend, and sometimes even pets get gifts. Like so many of the world's holidays, on the surface, it often appears rather innocent, maybe even nice. I mean, who doesn't like getting chocolates? What's wrong with showing love with a heart or a stuffed bear or flowers? After all, God's all about love, and love is at the core of what it means to be a Christian, right? As Christians, we have the responsibility to examine these days beyond their surface appearance and look at the roots and ultimately ask an important question. What does God think of these days? And what role should it play in our lives? So what's the background on Valentine's Day? Where did it start? What's with sweethearts, cupids, and cards? Before anyone ever had a thought about Valentine's Day, there was an ancient Roman festival called Lupercalia, or also Februatio, where we get the name February. The name Lupercalia is likely derived from lupus, which means is the Latin for wolf, and is connected to a pagan god called Lupercus, who protected herds from wolves. And there was also this legendary she-wolf who was supposed to have nursed Romulus and Remus. Now, these, by legend, were the sons of the war god Mars and were, by legend, the founders of Rome. This festival is also thought to be associated with the Roman god Faunus because of fertility. The pagan festival is actually so old that even by the very first century that Romans had forgotten what the exact origins of this day were, to which pagan gods it was exactly associated with, and what even all the meaning of their symbolism was about. Now, this festival lasted for 3 days, and it started on February 13th and went through February 15th, and we, of course, and the world around us celebrate Valentine's Day right in smack in the middle, which is today, February 14th. This three-day ritual was believed to ward off evil spirits, curses, bad luck, and help with fertility. Each Lupercalia festival started with sacrifice of goats and a dog by two naked Roman priests called Luperci. The priests then went to an altar where they smeared blood with a knife on their foreheads, which they then wiped off with wool dipped in milk. Kind of weird. All the while, the two young men were required to laugh and smile. A feast followed afterwards, which men would hit on women. They literally hit on women. According to NPR, these romantics were drunk and naked, and they cut pieces of hide off the animals that were slain, and they ran around striking any woman that came near them. This was done to render the woman fertile, to prevent sterility, and make childbirth easier. And because women wanted this, they would often bare their flesh to make sure the lashing did its job. At the end of 3 days, the festival included a matchmaking lottery where the young men would draw a folded card out of either bowl or jar with the name of a young lady. That person would become their dance partner or sweetheart, both sexually and otherwise. They would join together for at least the night, but often a whole year or longer if the match was right. So how did this festival, this pagan festival, become Valentine's Day? Well, according to various accounts, under the reign of Roman Emperor Claudius II, a priest named Valentine was persecuted and killed for his beliefs on February 14th. Now, hundreds of years later, as the Roman Catholic Church became stronger in Europe, they began substituting these pagan festivals for more Christian-sounding names. To get rid of Lopercai, they needed a lover's saint, and Valentine fit the bill and was officially recognized. This common practice was to entice pagan believers to come over to the now popular Christianity by basically allowing them to keep their festivals and their pagan beliefs under the new Christian holiday. The Catholic Pope, Gelasius, officially condemned the pagan festival and even banned its observance. But a new holiday was then quickly added by him to the official church list called St. Valentine's Day, which had many of the same practices. Basically, Lupercalia was renamed Valentine's Day, which included new elements such as the Roman god of erotic love, Cupid, and the newly named Valentine's cards. Now that we understand the background, it's much more important to ask the question, what does God think about this day? Does God care if we keep it and associate with Valentine's Day today? Let's turn to one of the best scriptures with dealing with God's view on these pagan practices. We'll go to Deuteronomy 12 and verse 29. Deuteronomy 12, verse 29. It reads in Deuteronomy 12:29, "When the Lord your God cuts off from before you the nations which you go to dispossess, and you displace them and dwell in their land, take heed to yourself that you are not ensnared to follow them after they are destroyed from before you, that you do not inquire after their gods, saying, 'How did these nations serve their gods? I will do likewise.' You shall not worship the Lord your God in that way, for every abomination to the Lord which he hates, they have done to their gods. For they burn even their sons and daughters in the fire to their gods." Notice verse 32. "Whatever I command you, be careful to observe it. You should not add to it, nor take away from it." Now, Israel had been raised in a culture where they were used to having local gods that they believed in and had to appease. They had a hard time unlearning this practice, that there weren't these local gods that they had to appease. God knew when they went into this new land, they'd be tempted to look into the background of that, to wonder what the gods were that they now needed to make sure were happy so nothing bad happened to them. Now, certainly we don't live in this polytheistic upbringing that we have to unlearn. However, we have grown up in a culture that has painted these holidays as harmless, innocent, and fun, and hidden their origins. They've incorporated them at work, into school, into mainstream life. And we have to make sure that we keep a proper perspective on how God views these practices. Notice it said here that God sees these pagan worship practices as an absolute abomination and says he hates these things. We should also notice that God is very clear in the last verse that he's given us in his Bible very specific instructions on worship that he intends us to keep and keep very carefully. And he doesn't want anything at all added to it or taken away from it. Valentine's Day and its traditions and customs all came out of pagan practices, and they are an abomination to God, and he hates them. Therefore, we also should not want to have anything to do with them. Six chapters later in Deuteronomy 18 and verse 9, I'll just read that verse, God makes another clear statement. He says, when you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. You shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. There were abominable pagan practices that these nations were doing, and God did not and does not want his people to learn about them or to follow them. Valentine's Day has simply brought these old abominable customs forward under new Catholic Church wrapping. God says in John 4 and verse 24, Christ speaking, says, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Carrying over pagan traditions is not truth. Even if they are packaged differently or dressed up in some new way, these verses show that they remain just as revolting and detestable to God as they've ever been. Like the old saying, and my kids got a kick out of it, actually, that one of them drew me a picture after hearing me say it. You can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig. Our focus should be on God's holy days, and he's given us and setting our mind toward those days and his amazing family that he's creating and striving to please him in everything that we do. Now, some may still conclude, well, we're not keeping Valentine's Day for any religious reasons. We're simply trying to show love to others. But remember that the love that this day is rooted in, this love that the world has come to associate with Valentine's and the expression of that love, is still rooted in the practices that God hates. God knows the origins of all these practices, and he will never forget where they came from. Brethren, whether we're at our job, whether we're at the grocery store, whether we're in my daughter's classroom, these Satan-inspired traditions are rooted in the worship of false gods, and it's all around us. God has very clear views on them. He hates them, and he wants them to have no part with us, his true followers. To the world around us, today is Valentine's Day. To us, it's God's Sabbath, made specifically as a blessing for us, today and every week. Let's keep ourselves unspotted from the world and keep our eyes firmly fixed on the kingdom of God and worshiping God in spirit and truth.